question was asked. Why did God ask Adam, Ayeka, where are you? God knew exactly where he was. So we have Rashi's interpretation. God was starting a conversation with Adam, and he left Adam room to think he could get away with lying to God. God asked him, where are you? To give him a feeling like he could get away with saying whatever he wants. As though God didn't know where he was every second of what was going on. You have the Midrash that says that God doesn't startle people. There are exceptions, but generally God begins with small talk. He comes to Moshe, he goes, Moshe, Moshe. And Moshe says, I'm here. Abraham, Abraham. God begins with small talk. Same thing with Bilam. What are these guys doing by you, Bilam? Who are your guests? Right? And then Bilam says, oh, even though you might not think I'm such great sheikhs, but around here on earth, they think I'm really great. So God begins with small talk with Adam. Adam, where are you? That's a way of starting conversation. But there's another level of understanding. The Talmud tells us that Rabbi Elazar, I think, was walking down the path. He needed to daven. He walked into a broken down house and he prayed there. And Eliyahu comes along, stands at the entrance of the house, waits for him. When he comes out, Eliyahu asks him, why'd you go into the house? He says, I needed to daven. He said, why didn't you daven on the road? He said, I was scared people would have interrupted me. Eliyahu says, you should have davened. The short davening, there's a short way of davening, Shmona Esrei. So he says, I learned three things from Eliyahu then. I learned that a person should travel on the road. I learned that a person traveling on the road should daven a short prayer. And I learned you're not allowed to walk into a broken down house. How did he learn three things from Eliyahu? Because Eliyahu asked him three questions. In other words, when an angel shows up and asks you questions, he's telling you answers. He's not asking you questions because he needs your answer. He's asking you questions so you should understand he has these issues with you. So when God shows up to Adam and says, Ayeko, where are you? Intrinsic to God's questions is an answer. God isn't asking the question for us to answer. God is asking the question for us to ask the question. So on the surface level, God is asking Adam, where are you? So that Adam will ask, where am I? On a deeper level, that's a question that's echoing throughout the universe. Just as the full story of the Garden of Eden is a story that gives us eternal messages, Adam is taught that he will have a perpetual lack of appreciation for his wife. It is a challenge for his whole life. Eve is taught that she has other weaknesses she has to deal with her whole life. So the whole story of the Garden of Eden is teaching us certain intrinsic qualities in the universe. By the same token, there's an intrinsic echoing voice that asks every human being, where are you? Where could you have been? Where are you? Where did you come from? Where are you going? Ayeka. And on another level, Chazal say that the word Ayeka is the same letters as Eicha, which is the word of lamentations. How did this come to be? The destructions of the world really revolve around the word Eicha. Eicha and Ayeka. Eicha is you look at the situation and you ask, how could this have happened? Ayeka is you look at the human being and you say, where are you? And the two really fuse together. The question of how this could have happened really stems from the question of, where are you? Where am I in my responsibilities in this world? So God asks Adam, but God's really asking all of humanity. It's a question that's aimed at each of us. So God's questions, you're right, they're not questions for the sake of Adam answering. They're questions for the sake of us asking the question. The question is a statement. It's a question we should be asking. Yeah?